JCC Baseball on KKOJ, and finally getting the Huskies back on. And that means we're talking to head coach Mike Wearson about the game today. Coach, thank you so much for your time as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's look back a little bit, of course, and really nice win to start the week this week and putting it all together sort of for the Huskies earlier. And then Laverne on Tuesday as well. So up and down a little bit this week, but what is the latest on this version of the Huskies?
Yeah, I thought we came and played really well on Monday up at Lake Crystal. Talon was on the mound, threw really well, kept him off balance, really hit his spots, took advantage of what, you know, what he could do. And then we made some really good plays in the field, a couple really tough catches in the outfield that were made. Balls that were hitting the gaps that we were able to take good angles on and cut off and keep the runners at first base that were big, not getting them into scoring position, and then able to, you know, strand some runners and get away with the shutout. So it was a overall really good day, especially defensively and pitching wise. We hit the ball hard at times, just not together, but we were able to, you know, scrounge across a couple in, runs and that was luckily all we needed. So, yeah, big win on Monday. Then going over Laverne was a tough one. We knew it was going to be. They're a very good team. They got a lot of seniors. They got a lot of depth pitching-wise. Was able to keep us off balance. They kind of showed us a few different guys throughout the night, and we just were never able to quite get anything going. We had base runners almost every inning, just similar to the night before, really. But they were able to make the plays like we were and keep us from scoring. And then they've got good bats, and they hit it in the gap a couple times, and we're able to come away with that win. But even with the loss there, you know, there's a lot of good things that we did that we can take from it and hopefully, you know, use that going into tomorrow against Windham.
Even going back a little bit before that, later on in April and in the earliest parts of May, you guys were really able to put chunks together. So what is that like to see some of that progress as you guys are hanging tough and hanging with some really quality opponents?
Yeah, I think overall, you know, when you look at inning by inning, we've done well in most games. It's usually one inning and it, both ways, going in our favor in the games that we've won and then also going against us in the games that we've lost. So it's one of the things I think with a young team and some of those things that when tough times start getting going, like we aren't able to quite get out of it as quickly as we'd like to sometimes. But at the same time, I think that they feed off of it when it starts to go our way. So we were able to get some big innings with, like you say, some chunk innings that gave us an opportunity to get a couple wins, but at the same time, stay with some of those really tough teams to keep the games close and give ourselves a chance to win, even the ones that we weren't able to. So, you know, like I say, inning by inning, you look back and it's like we've played really good baseball and we're playing better now than we were early and continuing to improve. And that's the ultimate goal is every day working to improve and being at our best, you know, at the end of May when playoffs come.
And with such a young team, we expected a lot of progress to be made over the course of the season, or at least that was the hope for sure, and the expectation part of it as well. Are there guys that are maybe most improved over the course of the season or anything like that?
Yeah, I think in general, I think everybody is improving. I think that our bats are getting better. We're getting more confident at the plate, the more that they're seeing the varsity pitching, you know, in the field, we're not having the snowball fights that we had a couple in the early games, you know, just understanding where to go with the ball. Our timings is better with a lot of things. Pickoff moves, even just throw downs from the catcher, where to get our feet on a steal and different things like that, that the guys are starting to understand more and more. Just being out on the field on a regular basis. And we've moved guys around at different times with the numbers we got, like certain guys are pitching and certain guys got to maybe play what we would consider like a secondary spot, maybe not technically their best spot, but for who we have on the mound and with the moves that we have to make at times, they're giving us a great look. And that's something that you have to have, I think, in high school baseball is guys that are able to play multiple positions and be successful to help the team be successful. So we're getting to see guys in new spots. Some of the younger guys are stepping up in big ways. You and Levi Thompson stepping up as a pitcher for us and now playing a little bit on the infield and doing some stuff like that. Seeing the guys on the field more and more, I think just keeps giving them and us as coaches more confidence in them. And it's been good to see. It's fun. That's why we do it.
There are so many details that go into the game of baseball. And of course, Wyndham is one of those teams that's very solid, and it seems like year in and year out. So they're one that is able to figure some of those out. And so going up against the Eagles, big rivalry matchup, of course, with Wyndham always. And so what might be different this time around after seeing them on actually opening day?
Opening day doesn't feel like it was that long ago, and it really wasn't in the grand scheme of things. But at the same time, we've had a lot of games between now and then. And I think that, like we talked about, I think our growth, our development throughout the season is going to obviously give us, at least, or should give us a lot more confidence going into this game. You know, some of those young guys had never seen varsity pitching, had never, you know, had that pressure of varsity experience on the field or at the plate or whatever it might have been that first time around, some of those jitters. And I think a lot of that is gone now. I think they're comfortable where they're at. I think that, you know, they have confidence in themselves as players. And I think that's going to go a long ways with how we're able to, you know, kind of minimize damage and things like that when it comes to playing against these good teams.
And we sort of suddenly don't have to worry about the weather at all. Just stay hydrated out there, and we wish you the best of luck, Coach.
Yes, thank you.
That's Huskies head coach Mike Wearson. We got Wyndham area visiting JCC Baseball coming up on KKOJ.